This is Niagara's Place to Talk, 610 CKTB.
849, Tim Dennis here. Good morning to you. And in the immediate aftermath of the Norwegian massacre, the media, before the arrest, jumped on board and immediately said, must be Muslim fundamentalists. And, of course, that was very much like what happened after Oklahoma City, where the media jumped on board and said, must be Muslim fundamentalists. Of course, in the Norwegian situation, it has turned out that it was an anti-Muslim right-wing fanatic who apparently, at this point, was guilty of the massacre. At the center of all of this, of course, is an awful lot of talk about what religion is at the basis of some of these outright acts of violence against other human beings. Author Gabriel Wilensky has a book called 6 Million Crucifixions, which explores the church's role in, well, in violence and in spreading anti-Semitism around the world. And the author, Gabriel Wilensky, joins me this morning. Welcome, sir.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up very early at your time in California.
Sure.
What got you started in writing the book? What initially gave you the impetus to write the book?
Well, the book is a book about the history of anti-Semitism in Christianity and the role that played in the Holocaust. And what motivated me to write the book was, in essence, a quest to try to understand what could have possibly motivated people to commit the atrocities that they did during the Second World War.
All in the name of religion, which preaches love thy neighbor.
It turns out that the driving force behind that hatred during the war was not religion per se, but it had been instilled in people by religion through centuries of indoctrination in religion.
What kind, when you say instill, what kinds of things have they been instilling into people?
It turns out that even from the time shortly after the death of Jesus, all the way onwards for many, many, many centuries, Christianity had taught a sense of animosity and even hatred for Jews and Judaism. It had taught that Christianity had superseded Judaism, and Jews were irrelevant and malevolent. So this sense of hatred for Jews was instrumental in creating a sense of the Jews being the other and the enemy and associated with the devil. And during medieval Europe, this became very violent all the way until the Second World War, when, of course, this erupted in a major massacre.
And you don't think that this had as much to do with the economics of the world as it did with religion?
Well, during the Second World War, there were many motivations for people to kill Jews, but the main point of my book is that the rationale for that had been instilled early on in Christianity. If Hitler had said, all the people with freckles in the world are guilty of the economies of the world being bad and the Germany losing the First World War and so on, people would have laughed at him. And the reason why they didn't laugh at him, and they paid a lot of attention to him when he said that the Jews were guilty of all these nonsensical crimes, was because people already hated Jews. They had hated Jews for many centuries prior to the birth of Hitler.
Gabriel, when you hear a story about, like the one in Norway, does it? I guess you're not surprised then that this is a guy who is basing his hatred, in this particular case, of Muslims on his religion.
In a way, yes, and you know, this man Breivik was not necessarily motivated by purely religious and theological reasons, but it's unquestionable that his education and his driving force had come from religion. He, in essence, was continuing a fight against Islam and against Muslim, what he perceived to be a Muslim invasion of Europe. For him, it was an extension of the Crusades.
Where can people find your book these days, Gabriel?
The book is available everywhere, but it's quite easy to find it online through Amazon or Barnes & Noble online.
It's a fascinating read and makes for an awful lot of discussion. Thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate that.
Sure. You're welcome.
Gabriel Wilensky has spent more than a decade researching his book called 6 Million Crucifixions on the role of religion in violence around the world. And there will be discussions around the world over the next little while about that very issue. Our thanks to him for joining us from San Diego, California this morning. It's 8:54.